so I just love Christmas. And so every year that I have been mayor, we've added a little bit more decorations to the tree. Previously, it was just lights, and then wanted to jazz it up a little bit. And it, you know, doesn't cost much money, but it has a huge impact. And so this year, I was like, we've never done a topper. Let's see if the Millstream students could make one. And so just a couple weeks ago, I gave them a call, and this is what they created. And I'm super excited to be able to display their work, but also have a new feature on the tree.
You just kind of asked them to create it, and they just came up with the whole design. They made the whole thing. And
yeah, so I gave dimensions. So it's about 40 inches in diameter, actually. So it's really large. We had given them, based off of the tree height, that kind of 36 to 42 inches was what we were looking for. And then they put together a couple of prototypes and options. And then I went out and met with the students and pitched this one to display on the top of the tree. And then they met with our team to determine how it would be secured and making sure we had the appropriate electricity, et cetera, to be able to function, because it actually has lights on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say just now. It looked like they put the lights on there. So they came up with this pretty quick. They whipped it up pretty quick then, huh?
They did. I'm really proud of the students, and I think a couple of them are planning to be at the tree lighting, but it was a combination between the construction students, engineering, and welding. And a couple of the students came up with the design. A couple of the students then designed the prototype and, you know, cut it out. And then the welding students put it together. So I'm really blessed to be able to have them put it together so quickly, and obviously also give them the real life experience of doing a project, working together, and getting to see it through to execution.